Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. This is Sandra Jordan, and I was wondering why they took like $59 and something out of my checking.
Yes, can I get your zip code and first and last name again?
Jordan, and it's 47369.
47369?
Yes.
Yes, I'm. What was your last name?
Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N.
Yes, I'm going to be under a different name.
Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S.
Yes, I'm having an account for Lucas Burgess.
Okay.
Could you verify the mailing address?
7187 West 600 North, Bentonville, Indiana, 47369.
Yes, Sam. Thank you for that. Give me one moment. Yes, I mean, you said your last name was Jordan?
Well, yeah, before I was married, but I haven't had a chance to get my name changed yet.
Gotcha. It looks like this was for a contest I sent it for a Craftsman toolbox.
Okay.
That is a sweepstakes. In order to be eligible, you would have to be enrolled in our app, ByteHub.
Okay.
Do you recall entering that contest?
I don't. I don't know if he did or not.
Yes, and do you recall if you made any purchase for like earbuds, a smartwatch, or dietary supplements, or like try to do a subscription for ByteHub, a meal planning app?
I don't remember anything like that.
Yes, and so if you don't recall entering that contest or doing the subscription to ByteHub, I can go ahead and have this account canceled. I can also transfer you over to fraud.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember doing anything like that.
Yes, yeah, so give me one moment. I'm going to cancel this account and then transfer you over to fraud.
Okay.
Yes, and I did go ahead and cancel this account. That stops any future billings. Give me one moment. I'm still waiting for somebody in fraud. However, I can give you a cancellation number for your personal records.
Okay.
Your cancellation number is C as in Charlie 92070404.
Okay.
And that's it. Okay. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.